You could witness the passionate debate over the environment if you turned up for a public hearing in Virginia this past week. The Bush administration has come up with a long-awaited plan to cut down on smog. The Environmental Protection Agency presented that plan, and dozens of citizens attacked it. NPR's Allison Aubrey was in the room.
The plan would impose a new 8-hour standard for ozone smog. The goal is to reduce air pollution in regions of the country that routinely get stuck with hot, stagnant air, creating unhealthy smog. The EPA's Tom Helms explains the new rule replaces a 25-year-old provision written when scientists thought only short, extreme spikes of smog were harmful.
We structured our rule to try to provide for a smooth transition from the 1-hour standard to a more restrictive, or health protective is a better word, 8-hour standard.
Meaning lower level smog that persists over longer periods will now be subject to control. The new smog regulations have been a long time coming. Congress mandated them back in 1990, and the Clinton administration came up with a plan to comply. But that plan was derailed by a spate of lawsuits brought by oil retailers and truckers. Now it's the Bush administration's turn to take a shot at smog control. Their strategy is to put states in charge of implementing the 8-hour rule. Guidance will come from Washington, state capitals will decide how to comply. This approach is under fire. When EPA officials called a public hearing in Alexandria, Virginia to discuss the plan, the city's mayor-elect, Bill Yule, showed up to blast it.
In my opinion, this is nothing more than just an effort on the part of the EPA to weaken and lessen the ozone requirements. And bottom line is that our citizens and all of us are being bushwhacked.
Yule says the problem with the Bush administration's smog plan is that states won't be forced to clean up some of the smoggiest regions for another 18 years. That's too long to wait, he argues. Erica Frank, a medical doctor specializing in preventive medicine at Emory University in Atlanta, agrees. She, too, came to the EPA's meeting to criticize the proposal. She explains on hot summer days, the warm air bakes pollutants into smog, and smog burns people's lungs.
There are countless studies linking exposure to ozone with bad respiratory outcomes. There are even new studies showing links between high ozone and onset of disease, not just triggering asthma, for example, but actually causing asthma.
Frank argues the EPA plan doesn't go far enough in forcing states to control the industrial emissions that create smog, things like oxides of nitrogen that spew from power plants and trucks' tailpipes. The EPA's Tom Helms says he'll take Frank's concerns and those of the 60 others who testified at the meeting into consideration, but he says there are practical limits to protecting public health.
We want to strengthen the rule and protect public health. We also want a workable rule, one that factors in the cost of compliance as well.
Environmentalists see this kind of statement as a red flag. They're gearing up to challenge the Bush administration's EPA. Ann Weeks, legal director of the Clean Air Task Force, says to accept this plan is to accept years of the kind of code orange ozone alert days that much of the Eastern Seaboard lived through last week. She argues the Bush EPA must face up to the fact that its own scientists believe that cutting smog would prevent thousands of deaths a year.
We ask EPA to stand up to the plate and give us a proposal that gets us clean air now.
As for Alexandria Mayor Yule, he says he can offer free bus rides on smoggy days and can help kids with asthma in his city get treatment. But when it comes to cleaning up the air, he realizes it may be years before the federal government comes up with the kind of plan he wants. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.